I took in the 8th annual fish decoy exhibit on Saturday, November 28th, at the Sawmill Inn in Grand Rapids. This was a first for me. I don't do a lot of fishing. Once in a while up at the cabin, Dodger will say to me, "Let's have fish for dinner." And I'll go down to the lake, put the canoe in, and catch a couple of nice largemouth bass on entry-level gear. I haven't been skunked in years, but I have no personal experience with custom-made fish decoys, many of which are made to work to catch fish. Still, I have seen at places like Macross the Art Center in Grand Rapids fish decoys that are true works of art. So when I saw the annual decoy show listed on Northern Community Internet, I decided to check it out, and I wasn't disappointed. I wasn't alone, either. The place was packed. We were body to body in there, and everyone was obviously having a fine time. What most interested me was the range of choices made about how to render a fish. There were decoys that looked absolutely real. You half expected them to start wriggling and flopping around, as well as decoys that were totally fanciful and everything in between. If you spotted something you thought you might want to use, you could tie it onto a rod and test the action on a big pool set up in the middle of the room, if you could get to it. The pool was popular. You probably won't be surprised to hear that my taste ran to the fanciful. Decoys that looked like nothing you would ever encounter in the wild, but wildly imagined, wildly designed, wildly colored. Putting them in the water is the last thing you'd want to do with them. You deploy them, like artwork, on the wall or a pedestal, and just watch. And in fact, there were a few examples of intentional artistry, works that weren't meant to work, but simply to be gorgeous and be admired. Anyway, I'll be on the lookout for the 9th annual fish decoy exhibit in 2016. From the Sawmill, I headed to Macross the Art Center, where they're in holiday marketplace mode. Some of you will remember that I used to work at Macross in a previous life, and it always seemed to me that at this time of year, the place felt almost like a flea market. There was nice work in there, no question, but there was so much of it, and it was so all over the place, it was hard to actually focus on the mission, which, after all, is to holiday shop. They've taken way better control of the holiday project at MAC. The front gallery was set up more like, well, a gallery, beautifully and thoughtfully arranged, with room to move comfortably among the pedestals and displays. Terrific stuff in there, too, of course, two- and three-dimensional clay and birch bark and fabric and paintings and much else, including some very fanciful fish decoys. Best of the season to you and yours, everybody. More from me here at the heart of Holiday Central soon.